Well, sometimes life brings surprises, and a great portion of the cast of Disney's The Jungle Book to be performed next week by students at the Fond Mountain Elementary School have joined me in the studio, along with their director, Elizabeth Nelson, of First City Players and other theatrical arts around Ketchikan. So I will just ask you folks in order to tell me, as I point to you, who you are and what part you play in this, whether it's a role on stage or whether you're with the technical crew. Who are you, please?
I'm Ka the Snake, and I'm also part of the jungle after I'm the Ka.
And what is your street name? Your actual name?
Well, my name's Alyssa.
Oh, Alyssa. Okay, and you, young man, who are you?
I am Max. That's what I prefer to be called.
Okay, Max. And what do you do in this production?
I play Baloo. I will not join the jungle when I'm done with some of my lines and stuff.
All right.
Because I have, after I'm done for a little bit, I will join back in because I have to sing the battle, and I have to start out the battle, and I get to start out the play with the person who's playing Bagheera.
Well, you're learning that playing is hard work. Doing a play is hard work. And you, young lady, who are you?
Mowgli, and my real name.
Yes, I'd love to know
Taylor.
That. Taylor.
And I will not be joining the jungle because I'm not in that grade.
All right. And fourth, and last but not least, you are?
I'm Tacoma, and I'm going to be playing one of the wolves. And after that, I'll be joining in with the jungle.
All right. Elizabeth Nelson, would you just fill us in on the boilerplate? When and where and
yes,
how?
Yes, and I'll also explain a little bit about what they're talking about when they talk about joining the jungle. This is an all-school play at Fond Mountain, so this is a very small percentage of the almost 300 kids who will be on stage at the K-High Auditorium on May 1st at 7 o'clock. So anyone who wants to come and see this may. This is the result of a combined PTA project and an Alaska State Council on the Arts project. The school wrote a grant for an artist in residency to put this play on, and that is how the funding came for this. Jungle Book, this is Disney's Jungle Book, so it is a version of this story that is mirroring the animated film that people might remember from, I think it's the 60s. And when getting an entire school involved in an onstage project is an interesting endeavor, to say the least. And musical theater lends itself beautifully to this. So what we have in this particular show are the 5th and 6th grades are playing the jungle. The jungle is always on stage, and it's sort of the Greek chorus of the play. They move the plot forward. They tell us what's going on. They give us all of the emotional clues to the story.
Participate in the song.
Participate in the songs. They sing 11 out of the 13 songs, I think, in the play. They're really, really, really
Tacoma
involved in the story.
Tacoma seems to be counting how many there are.
Yeah, it's a lot of music. And
Tacoma, when did you start working on this?
I think it was like 2 weeks ago, I want to say.
We started right before spring break. I came out the week before spring break, and we played a bunch of theater games.
Yeah, that's when we kind of got a feel of how it would be. And then around this time, it's getting major, and we're actually getting into what we have to learn and what we're actually going to do.
I've seen just a little bit of the stagecraft, some of the costuming and the scene setting, the props and so on. Has everyone in school been involved with that as well, Tacoma?
Yeah, like some classes are helping make the costumes, and like it's just coming together real good. It's coming together real cool, and I like how it's just going to fit.
Max, how big a part of your day is this work? How often and how long are you working on Jungle Book?
Yesterday, I worked all day.
All day long.
All day on it.
All day long. And what about at home? You're learning lines? Mm. Are you working on costuming?
I made my lines at home.
Do you think you have them down?
Yeah.
A few days of rehearsal wouldn't hurt, would it? You have until, what, Thursday next? I'm sorry, I've forgotten your name.
Taylor.
Taylor?
Yeah.
What grade are you in, Taylor?
Taylor, use your projection, remember? Get big voice.
Okay. my projection.
How have you taken part in this, and what grade are you in? Are you working on lines as well? Do you have songs to sing?
Oh, yeah.
I got like a lot of lines, but I don't think I have as much as Bagheera and Max. But and then I'm in fourth grade. And
have you been in a production before? Have you been on stage before?
Well, I've been on stage, but I've never been like acting. Like,
what were you doing on stage? Music or something else?
I was dancing and doing ballet.
Uh-huh. So this is something quite different. You get an opportunity to speak and to sing. That must be fun.
Yeah.
And Kayla, is it?
No, it's Lissa.
Oh, Lissa, I'm sorry. Lissa, what is your part in this production off stage? What are you doing off stage to get ready or to help with the production?
Well, when I get, off stage, I like what yesterday I had to try on my mask, and it's really cool. I just have to say that.
Have you been to productions before, First City Players, for instance, or the Act Out productions, and wondered what went on before that was performed?
No, I haven't been on First City Players like anything so far. I've wondered what they do, but now I really get it.
So what have you learned?
I learned that if you project loudly, it will get really far, and so the audience will hear you, and you can't really be nervous, and you have to be the character on stage and not yourself.
You're learning acting then.
Yes.
Elizabeth Nelson, have you had help from other theater professionals,
Gracious, yes. Sherry Henriksen has been in. She's doing the choreography for the show, and she's amazing just through that. She's also really been coordinating with all the teachers at the school for getting scheduling, which is somewhat of a nightmare, and just all the other details together. It's if you think about that many kids in one place doing the same thing, it's a huge endeavor, and the school itself has been pretty phenomenal in jumping in and making it happen, and really everyone has been involved. Although the preschools are not on stage with the show, just developmentally it's a little difficult for kids that young to do this kind of production. I have gone in and done theater games and done work, or I will go in for all three preschool classes that are involved at Fawnmont, and I've been at the one that they have at the Pioneer Home and did 45-minute session with that preschool with the Pioneer residents there, which was really pretty fun and very special. Now, one of the things all the upper grade classes, the teachers have been reading the original Jungle Book to them, so they've been getting that sense of what Stevenson's real writing was. How different, you guys, how different is the actual book from the Disney play, Alyssa?
Oh, well, it's very different. Like in the movie, Shere Khan just runs away with fire on his tail, and in the play he doesn't. He just gets tied up, and in the book he actually gets killed in it.
Right. And, you know, on stage, fire is a little bit of an issue.
Very.
It is difficult. So not that it can't be done. We actually have done it, but it's difficult, and I certainly wouldn't do it with 300 kids around. What do you think, Tacoma, just in the differences? Because I know you guys have been reading the book.
Well, the book is, like, kind of heavier and darker. It more of like it's kind of sad and just gray and not as bright and happy as the play and the movie is, because in the movie it's just so happy and like the jungle sings and everyone sings, and there's no singing in the book.
No, there's the jungle's not singing.
Mad.
Yeah. Disney doesn't do dark generally, Tacoma.
Not generally.
Well, yeah. so much time and so many students and so many teachers have been devoted to this, which is a good thing. But what is the educational merit of the whole enterprise? An entire school has been somewhat taken over.
Especially for a week and a half.
A musical play.
Well, you know, there are a lot of ways you can look at what theater does that is great within a curriculum. So, you know, there's the whole reading aspect, of course. Just look at them suddenly delving into classic literature. That's one way, and tying it into more current mind and how you can adapt something that happened 200 years ago or was written 150 years ago, and what can be done with that or how you can relate to it today. There's one way. There's, of course, the whole physical aspect of learning movement. There is the whole idea of how you work as an ensemble, how you make an entire school work together. They've been tying a lot of curriculum things within it, so both current events and history and social studies. It's really, theater is a great opportunity to just make something, you shouldn't be listening to this, you guys, something that is, maybe you don't think it's going to be all that fun, really fun, and you're learning without it being, you know, sort of the heavy-handed learning.
Don't tell them it's good for them.
Don't tell them it's good for, this is not good for you. Remember what I say, the essence of a play is play, right? We're playing. That's all we're doing.
So
you heard it here.
Max, the big stage will open up. The curtain will fly open next Thursday night, and there will be your entire school at different points on stage in the bright lights. Is it a little exciting?
Yeah.
Have you gotten a sense yet how exciting it will be? You've been rehearsing it, I presume, in your school, in the lunchroom or in the small stage. Do you?
We do it in the music room, and I've been having so much fun.
Yeah. When will you be able to rehearse?
I look forward to it. Every single day.
Will you be able to rehearse on the stage at K-High before you actually perform it?
Yes, the next Wednesday.
Wednesday.
A week from today.
You have a dress rehearsal.
Yeah.
Very nice.
A week from today, the entire student body of Fawn Mountain will climb onto a few buses and be bused into K-High and spend a good portion of the day there running the show a couple of times. And, you know, there's a lot of people who have helped out outside of the regular, just the school itself. There are people coming in who are tech people through First City Players. There's the high school itself has been just very generous in making this possible. So, again, May 1st, 7 o'clock, K-High.
And I presume it's free unless you tell us otherwise. Max, do you know, is there a fee at the door or is there no box office? It's absolutely free. Elizabeth, I am sorry to persist in questions, but one last one. What did you just mention? Once again, the funders.
Yes, this is funded through the Alaska State Council on the Arts and the Fawn Mountain PTA.
Thank you very much. Well, we were glad to hear this morning from Alyssa, Max, Taylor, and Tacoma, who are on stage and working, of course, off stage in various aspects of the production of Disney's The Jungle Book next week. So turn out on Thursday night at Ketchikan High School to hear that. Thank you all for joining us this morning and enjoy your day.
Can we say bye?
Work hard. Please do. Say goodbye, Max.
Bye!
That's Max saying goodbye for all of them. We'll return with Writer's Almanac and more in just a moment on Community Radio. This is Morning Edition on KRBD Ketchikan.